Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is a little bit of we need to pay attention to this. I got some audio video for you from the said President of the United States of America, if you want to take him for that, friends. If you can take this illegitimate, treasonous individual seriously, I want to play some video because they are defining the very definition of totalitarianism, authoritarianism, whatever you want to call it, friends, towards the very people that they're supposed to serve. This is happening on a global basis, but it's happening right in front of your faces in the United States of America today. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. And before I do, as a matter of fact, I wanted to tell you, I got a phone call this morning from a friend of ours. He's a state representative, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. I'm going to pull him up for one segment today on today's show, one segment, Eric Lucero, and I want you to listen to what he has to say concerning his duties, his obligations before God and man, and how it's lived out. This is what representatives are supposed to be doing. We're going to have Eric Lucero up for one segment, and then I'm going to get to the main topic. Again, before I do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're over there, subscribe to that page. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well and check out who we are, what it is that we've done. You know us by our fruits, Matthew 7:16. But when you're over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and you subscribe to that page, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble page. This is our live feed. It's also playing over on beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. If you want to go to the right side of the page, you will find social media platforms, Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show. You'll find 10 to 15 articles over there as well, friends. And when you go over there, when you find those 10 to 15 articles, keep in mind they are there to combat the mainstream media and their lies. Put that up against John 8:44 when you get a moment. Friends, there's no truth in these people, just to say the least. Also, again, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. When you go over there, top left side of the page, join us on social media platforms. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. You can go over to GCN if you'd like to. Live GCN Live, you will see us right over there on the top left side of the page. Matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms, I will pull you up to it really quick just so you can see. This is sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you go to the right side of the page, you'd like to go ahead and upload us on your page, you can do that. You can see us on Genesis Communication Networks. When you click onto that, you can go to the left side. You will see that we are ranking number two. Always us and Alex Jones. Why? I don't know, but there we are again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you again for making us the number one and number two show. We're broadcasting live into 153 cities even now. And folks, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-5882. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. And again, let's say it together, listeners. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. So we're going to hold to it. If that's what kept our forefathers free, and if that's what they established, the branch of righteousness through that of David, then so what? So be it, friends. We're going to be doing the same thing in the present because we want to preserve the Constitution in which we have and the freedoms at which we have that God has bestowed upon us. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Check that out. Now, I want to show you how this works really quick before I pull up Eric Lucero on the next segment here, state rep from Minnesota. I'm going to have him share with you some of the information going on here in the state of Minnesota. And I'm telling you what, guys, this guy just knows how to do it. And he is not looking for the approbation of men. He's doing this stuff. And this is what representatives are supposed to be doing. Again, we'll be talking to him in just a moment. As you can see on social media platforms, if you can't, I'll narrate. I was sent this morning. Okay, it's the San Antonio Express News. And it says, the French rush to get vaccinated after president's warning. As of August 11th, they're not going to be able to buy or sell unless they get the, as they call it, the vaccination, the experimental injections. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was for the good of the people. No, it's corralling the people. This is the pill in the jam. Okay? Do as we say or else. Put that up against Revelation 13:17 when you get a moment. The French rush to get vaccinated after president's warning. Well, that's what they would have you believe. Now, I'm not suggesting that there are not people that are going along with this. No question about it. There are some. But I can tell you again, if it was true, then why is it that they're continuously pushing force compliant measures on the people on a global basis? Because it's not true. What is in fact happening? This is the mainstream media, again, causing the majority to believe that the minority are in control. Folks, no, they're not. They want you to believe what the minority is doing as the majority. The opposite is true. Isaiah 5:20. Are they rushing to get vaccinated here? Let me show you what's happening, okay? So if you look in Greece right now, there's mass protests in Greece in response to unvaccinated being banned from social life. Pay attention, America. Also look at this. This is the mainstream media, too, blurting the truth out in their confusion. Protests hit Athens and Paris, France, over new coronavirus restrictions, vaccine mandates. No, what is happening, friends, in the masses on a global basis. This is Germany, if you can see it on social media platforms. If not, folks, there are hundreds of thousands of people in these prospective countries that are protesting and defying these governments, okay, that are acting outside of their scope of authorities. They are defying the tyrants in their prospective countries, friends. And notice how these said leaders are all in alliance, Isaiah 28:18, to try to control and corral everybody into a new system of government known as a new global order, which is launching from yours truly, Washington, D.C., and the People's White House. When it's stopped here, it's going to be stopped everywhere. You can mark my words. Furthermore, you can mark theirs. But this is what they don't want you to see, friends. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Tim Brown this morning, and he was talking to a nurse in the U.K. where thousands upon thousands of people were in protest in their prospective countries. But what does the media want you to believe? That everybody's rushing to get their vaccinations. If it were true, friends, we would not be here today. A picture is worth a thousand words, and here you have pictures. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to go back and show you a couple of these pictures again, friends, because what's being told to the people in the United States of America, again, attempting to censor free speech over there in France, they don't want you to know the facts of the matter, and I've continuously highlighted this over and over and over again, that nations all over the globe are standing up in defiance, friends, to that of corruption concerning their prospective governments. Concerning the pandemic, okay? But this is what I received this morning from the San Antonio Express News. The French rushed to get vaccinated after president's warning. Now, I'm just curious because we had a caller on Saturday who worked for the government and was talking about much of the things that we're talking about now, and she didn't know what to do. And I'm not making fun of her. I'm not browbeating her. I'm not beating her up. But it's absolutely amazing that people want their freedom at the expense of other people sacrificing themselves to get it. In other words, they want victory, but they don't want to fight. America, that's not who we are. That's not at all who we are. Then I showed you some pictures during the last segment of what's going on a global basis. Tim Brown, the morning show at sonsoflibertyradio.com, what was he doing? He was highlighting the fact that in the UK, again, they're uprising, they're in defiance towards their government, but the mainstream media will send out articles with their useful idiots to tell you that everybody's rushing to get their vaccinations. Baloney! That's not at all what's happening, friends. Look at this. This is Germany. In Romania, over 2 million people took to the streets demanding that their government stand down. Look at this. Mass protests in Greece. Did you hear about that, friends? Absolutely not. Did you hear about mass protests in Athens or in Paris? Absolutely not. Did you hear about the mass protests, friends, in that of Australia and Belgium? No. Germany? No. They want you to think that everybody's just in compliance. Again, if that was true, why are they pushing forced compliance measures in such force today? It's completely dictatorial, friends. This is totally totalitarianism to the umpteenth degree. to say the least. So with that said, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back to that. But what I want to do is I want to bring up my friend Eric Lucero, who's a state rep in the state of Minnesota. And time and time again, when we pull up Eric Lucero, the representative from the state of Minnesota, what I find is this reoccurring theme with Eric. He's doing his job. And now there's some more issues on the surface in the state of Minnesota. But what I want you to catch from this conversation that I'm going to have with Eric Lucero, a rep from the state of Minnesota, is what your representatives are actually supposed to do. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Eric. I appreciate you jumping on with such short notice today.
Well, Bradley, thank you so much for having me once again. It's always an honor to be invited.
I appreciate it. Eric, can you go ahead and just kind of give us a quick download? I have you for about 12 more minutes as to what's transpiring here in the state of Minnesota and what it is that you're doing in taking steps and measures in dealing with the issues at hand.
Well, once again, Minnesota has been making national headlines for all the wrong reasons. And in this case, we have had one of my colleagues, State Representative John Thompson, make headlines again. And for those who, whether you're in Minnesota or outside Minnesota, you probably heard the name. This is the person, I won't even call him a gentleman, the person who traveled before the last election, traveled to one of the suburbs here in Minnesota, the home of a police officer. And while standing in the front yard with a group of radicals, began swearing at children, began threatening to burn the city down, was threatening law enforcement officers with just incredibly disgusting words, and were beating images, epithets of police officers and women. It was amazing, and this was before the election, and nevertheless, he got elected.
Hmm.
Then, a couple weeks ago, on the House floor, he, I was in the middle of supporting our professional men and women in law enforcement, he decided to interrupt. He was out of order, and on the House floor, he called me a racist. And then, about 2 weeks or so after that, he got pulled over by a St. Paul police officer, a sergeant. He was missing in the state of Minnesota. I know not all states require both front and rear license plates, but in Minnesota we do. And he was missing the rear license plate, and he got pulled over for a very legitimate reason. He was driving a vehicle without the front license plate. And so in the course of being pulled over, he hands the police sergeant a Wisconsin driver's license.
Oh.
And that's we kicked off another series of events. And so long story short, that caused more media then to take a deeper dive into his background. What is his residency? Is he a Wisconsin resident? Is he a Minnesota resident? Did he lie on the renewal of the driver's license, which I should point out, happened to be his most recent renewal of his Wisconsin driver's license.
Huh.
Was November of last year, the very month that he got elected for the first time.
And he's a representative in the state of Minnesota.
Exactly. Oh. So the question is, and then it came to find out, I mean, a lot of information has come out, that he's never had a Minnesota driver's license, that he's had his Wisconsin driver's license for many, many years. And so the question is, did he lie when he claimed to be a Wisconsin resident in his most recent renewal, November of last year, and therefore he's not a Minnesota resident and therefore doesn't qualify to hold office? Did he lie maybe he was telling the truth and he is a Wisconsin resident? If that's the case, then he lied when he filed for office here in the state of Minnesota.
Huh.
Right? There's just a ton of questions. Then, subsequent to that, you have all this, people taking a deeper dive. We find out that he has a very storied history of domestic assault allegations,
yep.
Of flashing himself in the presence of children.
Yep.
Are some of the allegations. Punching women are the allegations. And it is just amazing. So with all of that said, I have an ethics complaint that I filed back in late June when he violated House rules by being prejudiced, acting upon prejudice, and without knowing me at all. He doesn't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
Claiming I'm a racist.
Yeah.
That's coming up this coming Friday in the Ethics Committee.
Yeah. You know, let me throw a couple things in there. It's interesting that he would run for the state rep. Who would support him in the state of Minnesota that would have known him? That's very questionable. That's very suspicious to me, first and foremost. He sounds more like a plant than anything. With that said, going back to the old racist accusation and an attempt to browbeat you into submission, well, that's what they do. They perpetuate the crime and they play the victim. They perpetuate the crime, they play the victim. And what is it that they're so afraid of is the law and those that are actually enforcing the law. Eric, I have a question for you concerning this guy. First of all, what's his name again?
John Thompson.
John Thompson. How is it that others on the floor are actually taking this man? And I'm talking about his side of the aisle.
Yeah, well, so last year during the election campaign, he was endorsed by our governor, Tim Walz.
Yep.
Then after his threatened to burn, an entire suburb down, there wasn't a rescinding. There was, of any endorsements that I was aware of. Yep. They continued to allow him to go through the election. They've been coddling him. Then when it comes to the House floor, he's been, they did everything they can to not allow any questioning of John Thompson and his shenanigans in Hugo. So they have been playing patty cake with this. They have been looking the other way. The surfacing of these police reports and domestic assault allegations is not new. This was certainly given to, I've heard reports at Alpha News here in the state of Minnesota. They forwarded these reports, police reports, to the leadership in the Democrat Party. They look the other way. And it's only now, after all of this, threatening police officers, calling me a racist, trying to use fear and intimidation to shut me down, which will not work. I will not succumb to fear and intimidation. He's messing with their playbook. It's not going to work with me.
Amen.
Whether it be,
Eric,
calling the law enforcement. Anyway.
Eric, I have 1 minute left, and what I want to do are, what are the proper steps that you're taking to ensure that he's removed? Are you also looking to prosecute him for his crimes, said, if they are in fact crimes?
Well, as a member of the legislative branch, I don't have the power to prosecute, but that is where, so the next steps in less than a minute here, we are pushing those that are in the majority, the Democrats, to do their job.
Yeah.
To actually hold them accountable. We are continuing to overturn as many stones as possible, to dig up as much information as possible, so that the evidence is there. And then Democrats, hopefully they have some integrity, which I'm not holding my breath, will do the right thing, and those that do have prosecutorial authority actually do hold him to account.
Amen. Well, Eric, I totally appreciate it. And what I want to do is keep you out there for the people to see what a state rep is supposed to do. And time again, Eric, my friend, I continuously see you go and rise to the level of expectation on the behalf of your sworn oath and serving first and foremost before God and your fellow brothers and sisters. So we appreciate you. Just wanted to share with the cities in which you're broadcasting live. And again, Eric Lucero, we totally appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric. Folks, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, and that's exactly what we're seeing from Eric, is he's doing the right thing. Come on, we need to support guys like this. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sharply limited federal prosecutors' ability to obtain records of reporters' contacts when investigating government leaks of sensitive information. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, in an interview with the Washington Post live webcast on Monday, says booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine may be necessary in the future, but he's not certain.
The immune response to any vaccination can't be predicted to last for life. It occasionally does, like the measles vaccine is really good at that. But most of them do, over the course of time, lose a little bit of their potency. That's why you have to get a tetanus shot every 10 years. If you stepped on a rusty nail, you'd have to look and see, is it my time?
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, so, well, you know, I just want you to hear what's going on here. They're just trying to purge any dissenters. That's what they're doing. They're trying to purge anybody and everybody. And I'm talking about the commercial that you just heard through the propagandist, namely today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, who are good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, and giving a voice to this criminal, treasonous Joe. Isn't it interesting? He did say they're killing people. As a matter of fact, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and take a look at this if you're on social media platforms, Sons of LibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and or Before It's News. And I want you to listen to him when asked by a propagandist who was basically throwing him a softball, as usual. That's why they're not afraid to talk to the six corporations worldwide and their CIA-controlled useful idiots, their little parrots, because they know that they're going to be safe questions. They never take questions from people that are asking real questions. And here's one for you. But look at the brazenness, the pride, coming from treasonous Joe Biden, illegitimate Joe, that the American people are tolerating in the people's White House. I want you to listen to this. Check this out, friends.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people.
Facebook.
I mean, really,
now listen to who he points his finger at next.
The pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
The only pandemic that we have are amongst the unvaccinated. Okay. Notice how the reporter set the question up for him. Okay. Listen again. COVID misinformation, okay? So right on cue, right on par, the useful idiot setting himself up as he's betraying the people, Luke 22:48. And then what does he ask, treasonous Joe? What are your thoughts? Okay?
COVID misinformation, what's your message to platforms?
What's your message?
They're killing people. I mean, it really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Is this incredible?
And they're killing people.
The only pandemic that we have are the unvaccinated. Who are the problem friends? Those that are opposing their propaganda measures. Now, for anybody, again, that has just a little inkling, just a little tiny bit, a little jot or a tittle of history, does this sound familiar? What are they doing? They're accusing their political opposition, those that will not bend the knee, which happen to be the majority of the American people. Oh, and I wanted to highlight something from Saturday. We were told to the mainstream media that Los Angeles was going to go ahead and start enforcing masks mandates again. I'm just wanting to ask or wanting to know if someone's willing to go ahead and give me the answer. Where is the law that says they have the authority to do so or mandate that? 1-866-582-9933. But did you know that the Los Angeles County Sheriff refuses to enforce the county's new mask mandate? It's not new, it's old. They're not getting the numbers that they want, so what they're doing is they're trying to push the buttons again. See, this is where the American people need to understand their history. Because our forefathers would have never in a million years put up with this, and they showed you by what they did, judging them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. But the L.A. County Sheriff says, nope, I'm not going to do that, because it doesn't line up with the facts. Doesn't line up with the facts. By the way, friends, I want to say this. When God wants to judge a nation, He gives them wicked rulers. And who are wicked people? The wicked are those that know to do right, but they choose to do the wrong things. Okay? That's who they are. In other words, 85 or 86% of the American people that call themselves Christians, they see the wrong, but they do nothing about it. Folks, Despicable Joe is at it once again. What did you expect from a guy that's committed the act of treason? I mean, outside of the fact that the American people know that treason is Joe has been exposed repeatedly concerning his crimes again and against heaven and the people of the United States of America, well, he remains at large with the free hand to continue with his spree of crimes. And guess what he's doing, friends? Just that. Put that up against Psalm 94:16 and Romans 4:15. Now, if you haven't seen this, I'm going to play it for you. It's got audio, and I'm going to play the video for social media platforms, friends. But this was played before he was pushed into the people's White House through voter fraud. Okay? And I still have yet to meet anybody that believes that he was actually voted in by the people. But I want you to check this out. This is Joe Biden back in 1988. And again, it only shows you how you add strength to tyranny when you refuse to deal with them when they commit the first transgression. 1 John 3:4. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and play this. Check this out.
Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife is sitting out there in the audience? Is the first in her family to ever go to college.
Wife Gladys, the first woman in her family.
He is literally stealing these words from another individual in Wales.
She worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and would come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or
little
notion
puppet
or idea you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think, is quite frankly ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock.
Yeah.
It's the only time I didn't. In all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
He's one hellbound individual.
With a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit.
He's also jokes on you, America.
John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey,
jokes
and
on you.
Labor Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said
the only reason he did is because he was caught.
Unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in Washington, it all seems of a piece. Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
That's you don't right. steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take
it's
something
not dumb,
that
friends.
Anyway,
it's a crime
from another politician
just so you
and
know.
Appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First. Politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether he was dishonest or dumb.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do.
The new question
stems from lying friends
of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
He's a terrible actor.
On a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school, and in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school,
watch
165
this.
Credits, only 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding.
He's just telling you what you want to hear, folks.
In college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Wow. Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
It's in terminal condition.
Terminal? Eleanor.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
You know, and so here's candidate. The problem. So we looked at that generation back in the 80s. I was just a kid then, and it's interesting to note the older generations asking the question, so what do you think? Folks, he wasn't dumb. He was committing a crime. He was lying. Liberty is a right to do what the law permits. The law doesn't permit lying, and yet he is a representative of the people, incumbent in the institution in which God has bestowed in this country. No, God calls what he did a crime back in 1988. What I want to be said and what I want to be heard is this. Folks, because he wasn't dealt with back in 1988, now he's in the People's White House. Which goes to show you the importance of justice, because it guards our liberties. And because we didn't deal with him according to law, establishing justice, what do we have now? We have someone that's tearing away at the law, establishing lawlessness. And it's exactly, in fact, what's taking place in your country today. Again, friends, if you want your freedom, you're going to have to fight for it, 1 Timothy 6:12. Don't expect it without the fight, because it's impossible. Faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. Going to take a quick break. Been posting this on social media platforms with the videos. I'm going to play some more when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, so thank you for sending these over, Tim. I just wanted to, guys, I wanted to get you guys caught up with this. Check this out. This is France. Tim just posted this. This is the information they're trying to withhold from the American people. Check this out. Again, a picture's worth more than a thousand words, man. And you have literally tens of hundreds of thousands of people protesting their government right now. But what does the mainstream media do? They want you to believe that everybody's rushing to get vaccinated. Baloney. That's not what's happening. They're protesting. Again, it comes back to the Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Hey, folks, this is how desperate they've become. They're using an illegitimate treasonous criminal named Joe Biden to sell this to you. And you just heard Joe Biden say the unvaccinated are the ones that are responsible for killing people. This is your representative government accusing, folks, the people that they're supposed to serve because they're not falling in line with their criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, and their propaganda. Consider the source, Ephesians 4:11, when you get a moment. I'm sorry, 4:14. Okay? I got some more information from Tim just a couple minutes ago. And again, this is the, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, this is what they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see all the people protesting their said prime minister, who said as of August 1st, if you're not vaccinated, as they call it, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Okay. All over France, the people clash with police as they take to the streets in defiance of the tyrannical new mandatory COVID vaccine mandates. Okay. Also have this sent by Tim Brown. French police are now laying down their shields and joining 100,000 protesters marching against vaccine passports. Did you hear about that? Nope. Does this explain to you, folks, why I'm censored? Does it explain to you why we have 770,000 friends and we got a mere 200 people watching us on one platform right now? You know, which we're not belittling the other platforms. Like, for example, on Saturday's show, we had over 60,000 people watching on one platform. Well, praise God. Well, that shows you what happens when we're not censored. But when we are being censored out of 700... Oh, and by the way, out of those 60,000 people, I'm talking about just my show, not Tim's. Tim gets 30 to 40,000 every day, too. Okay? So we're talking about 100,000 people off one outlet every day. But we're being censored. We have 3,600 subscribers on Rumble. And we get 60,000. He gets 40,000, sometimes 50, and sometimes 60,000 viewers a day. 3,500 subscribers, and then on the other hand, we got on Facebook 770,000 subscribers, and we only have 200 people on there right now. Folks, they're zeroing in on your First Amendment. And by the way, that's the reason you have the Second Amendment, just for the record. But again, I want to show you, and again, thank you, Tim Brown, for sending that over just in time. French police lay down shields. They are now joining 100,000 protesters. By the way, the dictators can't do what the dictators do without somebody doing it for them. Okay? Now we have police in France doing their job and laying down, okay, the false, pretended, fiend authority coming from the prime minister to enforce it against the people that they're supposed to serve. Well, the good cops over there said, nope, that's not my job. I'm doing my job now. I'm going to join the protesters in defiance towards you because you're a criminal. That's what's happening. And again, this is happening all over the world. And Americans, you need to learn your history because for some reason or another, in other countries, they've learned from our history while Americans are still trying to figure out what's going on. Shame on us if that's the case. Okay? One more time. French police lay down shields. They join 100,000 protesters marching against vaccine passport. This is just one country. Netanyahu was removed for doing the same thing as his prime minister is doing in France. So sooner or later, the people are going to rise up and they're going to impeach him for his crimes, for his treasonous crimes, because he does not have the authority to do what he's doing there neither. Folks, we need to figure out how this works. And the only way to do that is to read the law. Because that exposes what, in fact, is happening, okay? Let me go back over to this. And we just showed you Joe Biden in 1988 busted lying and lying and lying again. That's called crime, America. Thou shalt not lie is number 9 out of the 10 commandments. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. But because the people didn't take his criminal activity serious, now he's in the people's White House doing it with a brazen forehead, a whore's forehead, as the Bible calls it. Although there's nothing inside of his head, we know that he's taking orders. We know that he's a useful idiot. And I just want to say this again. Let me reiterate the point. There is a special place in hell for people like this. But again, I want you to understand, America, you're under judgment for tolerating people like this. Okay? Because you don't want to obey God, this is what you get. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Put that up against Psalm 12 when you get a moment. And you will understand perfectly as to what you see in front of your faces today. I want to play this again, and I want you to hear carefully again as to what Treasonous Joe said to a useful idiot that threw a softball at him. All scripted questions, friends. Wasn't worried about walking up to this corporately owned, controlled, useful idiot. And again, I want you to hear carefully as to what he had to say when questioned.
What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
They're killing people. I mean, it really... Look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Listen to, you know what that reminds me of is when Hillary Clinton kicked off her presidential campaign when she was, put up as a legitimate candidate against that of Donald Trump. It was interesting to note that 22 people showed up, and 14 of them just happened to be all of the CIA-controlled useful idiots that were there to make a circus out of all of it. Same thing you're hearing here with Joe Biden. Folks, there's no legitimacy with this criminal. Zero. And I want to say this, and I said it earlier, the joke is on you for tolerating this in your people's White House. Folks, your forefathers are rolling over for what you're putting up with. There's no question about it. I mean, I despise what people put up with, what they honor. I despise it, and I'm not suggesting that anybody honors this man, but you're allowing him to dishonor and desecrate the memory of the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have today, and allowing this criminal to act out in such a fashion as to what our forefathers that are 6 feet under the ground, in many cases, our family members, our veterans, fought against. I don't get it, and I know I get frustrated. I really do. But the fact of the matter is, this is just shameful conduct. Joe Biden saying that the unvaccinated are killing people. I want you to hear it again. People are saying, "Is this a provocation of war?" Of course it is. These people have been creating domestic insurrection for decades in this country. Some people say, well, Bradley, you know, the system is broken. It's broken on purpose. And these are the people that it's broken by. And it's broken by the people that tolerate this. We the people. That's the responsible party. Put that up against Acts 20, verse 21. Put that up against Numbers 32, 23 when you get a moment. These people are breaking the system because they want to create a new system of government, and it's exactly what they're doing right in front of your eyes. They're trying to bring about this transition any way that they have to. It reminds me of Paul Warburg, who said back in the 1800s, early 1900s, he said, "We will have a new world order, either by compliance or by war." It's exactly what you're seeing today. And if you really think about it, friends, it's quite gutsy for them to continuously push forward in such a manner that they are, because it's a very dangerous game these people are playing. That's all we have to do is go back to recorded history to understand what I'm talking about. What about King Charles I? Cromwell. He had a Cromwell, didn't he? Yep. What about King George, right? In England. He had 56 signers in America that didn't tolerate him, right? Remember the t-shirt that they were, I'm sorry, their slogan? Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Yep. Yep, got them available in the store too, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Flying out the door. But again, friends, there's a reason our forefathers established what they established, that they established today, friends. And why we put up with this garbage, you now have this administration on a full frontal attack saying the unvaccinated are killing people. No, when the statistics show us that they're killing people, in fact. Love you by what we do, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.